Alright, we are on paid dialed on a base. We are almost right in the middle of the page. The first two words in the letter, Hilkach Nechshadu. We are in the middle of a conversation about the, we're talking about why the woman who takes a neder, a konam, that so we said that the husband's not able to be made for her, but she can get hana from Lakach Shechecha and Peah. And the assumption was because there's no Tovas hana from Lakach Shechecha and Peah, because you don't get to choose, you give it to. It's just, it's Tazovosam. We noted that there's a brisa that includes Meister Ani in this. But our mission does not include Meister Ani. We said, what's going on here? Why does the Brisa mention Meister Ani? Why does our mission not mention Meister Ani? So we're trying to give answers to what distinction between, what's the difference between our Mishnah and the Brisa? Why one of them considers Meister Ani something that you have control over in some way, and therefore there's a Tovas Hana when you choose, you can choose who to give it to, in which case I understand now why. It's something that you know she can't get benefit from, why in the braces it sound like it's something that you it doesn't have Tovas Hana, and that's why she can't get benefit from it, because it's not given to any specific person. Fine. So now we're gonna give another reason, another answer to that question. So Rava Omer, Rava is gonna explain why he thinks this is what's happening
to the Mishnah of the Braisa.
So Rava Omer Khan Vemaiser Ani Hamischalik Bisochabayas, Tiksiva Bay Nisina, Benasata Lavila Gir, etc. Mishumachi Asra Laili Sunuyagi Khan Bemaiser Ani Hamaschalik Bisochagranos. So Kevin Dhsid Bay Vehanachta Bisharecha Shari Laili Lis Nahu Lis Hanuye. So Rava says, well, it depends on how the Maiser Ani is given out. And apparently there are two different ways in which Maaser Ani is given out. It can be given out from your home, or it can be given out literally in the threshing floor when they are, separating the grain, etc., and it can be left there. So when it's in a situation where it's being given from your house, so the language of the Torah is v'nasata l'levi lager, etc. So there, the implication is that you are giving it to someone. If you're giving it to someone, it means that you have a choice of to whom you give it. If I have a choice to whom I give it, so then I get an understanding. That's a Tovas Hana. And that's that be our Mishnah. Why it doesn't include Maaser Ani. But and that's why it's Asher Lele Sanuya, is why she can't get benefit when she takes such a nether. Fine. But the Braisa is talking about Maaser Ani. Let's give it out Besoch HaGrono. It's given out actually on the threshing floor. And there the language is V'hanachta B'sharecha, that you leave it there. So again, if you leave it there, what's the implication? That it's Hefker. I don't get to choose to whom I give it. I don't get to choose to whom I give it. So then even the woman who took the nether, not to get hana from anybody, she can take that Maaser Ani. Why? Because again, it's less hefker. It's something anybody can take. So what does this mean exactly? So look at the Ran, Rava Amar. It's the second line in the widest lines. Rava Amar, Rava Asalifruke Masnisin Ibraisa, the Lokashian. Rava's trying to explain, right? Again, the steer between our mission and Ibraisa, why there's not a kasha between them. Because our mission is talking about a situation of Maaser Ani that's given from your home, the Kevin Shabala Bayis Mechalko, since the Balabayas gives it, separates it, Vinosno, and he gives it away to Vasana, Shalo, right? He gets the benefit of choosing to whom to give it. Mishum hachi lo katani v'masnisin u'maaser ani. That's why our mission doesn't say Maaser Ani. Daha mitzra be, because she's forbidden to collect from that. Because she said, I can't get benefit from any person. U'brais amayri b'maaser ani ha'mischalik b'soch agronos. And Maaser Ani is talking about the brais is talking about Maaser Ani that's given out in the threshing floor. Shemenicho begorin v'chol arotolito yitol. You leave it there. Whoever wants to take it, you can take it. Again, it's a hefker in that situation. Right? And that's why that's the distinction. V'hasan b'sifri, and there in the sifri in the medrash, Rami k'siv v'nasata levi le'asom alam alav k'siv v'hanach le'bisharecha kam v'mosachama kan mutar gesham. Again, because the Torah itself seems to be, you know, it seems to be contradicting itself, right? So the answer that the Sifrei gives, what's the difference between these two psukim, is that one's in the Mosach Chama, one's in the summer, one's in the Mosach Shaman, one's in the winter when it's raining. V'hachi perusha, be a Mosach Chama, when it's the summer, many Yichom Begaran, then you just leave it out. You can take it, V'shamekin, Mosach Shaman, mechaka b'soch beis. When it gets to the rainy season, then you gotta bring it inside, and then you start giving it out. V'isti mefarshe, ipcha, and some say the opposite, be a Mosach Shaman, mechaka b'soch beis. No, when it's the rainy season, you give it out from your house. V'anosa rimenu b'mosacham, and that which is left over in the summer, sha'achar b'mosach yishabim, meni yichab b'gorin. Fine, but the bottom line is, the point is that there's, practically, socially, it made sense that when it's a certain type of weather, it makes sense to be giving, just to leave it there, right? In the summer, you just give it there. Think about it, Israel, it's not, doesn't rain the whole winter, right? The whole summer. So you don't have to worry, it's not gonna rain on the produce. You can just leave it out and people will take it. But when it's the rainy season, you have to bring it inside. And once you bring it inside, then you get to choose to whom you give it. And that explains this machlokas between the Braisa and the seeming stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah. It's not a stira. It depends on the scenario. Fine. Okay. In which case, there's nothing fundamental here. It's not fundamentally Maestro Ani is, yes, she can get Hana, no, she can't get Hana, depending on the situation. Right? Was it just left there, or is it something that's being handed out from someone's house, depending on the time of year? Fine. Okay. So the next example that the Mishnah gave was that Kohanim and Levim nenin li yitlu. Right. So we said yitlu bakorcho, that if she takes a nether and says Kohanim, anyone who says takes a nether and says Kohanim and Levim, Kohanim and Levi cannot get hana from me. So, but there's meiser, there's Shumai and Meiser to give back to them. So what happens? So the halacha is, they can just come take it from the person who took the nether. Oh, the implication again, what's the implication? Alma, tuvas hana, tovas hana, eina mamon. Implication is, the fact that you get to choose, right, who you give it to, which is true to a certain extent by the Truman Meiser, right, if that's true, but the implication that doesn't have any value. Why? Because they're stealing it from you. Right? They're coming to take a bakorcha. They're coming to take it without your rishus. So if they're coming to take it without your rishus, the implication is that this benefit of being able to choose doesn't actually have a monetary value. Take a look in the Ran, 3 lines in the bottom of the page. Ama tova sana eina mamun mikatani de kohanim shenesri bahana aso notlin shumasan. Since the kohanim who again are forbidden, you forbade them for hana, they can still go ahead and they can take your truma. Fine. All right, take a look at the Mefarish. He says, he explains a little more explicitly. It's like 7 lines in the bottom. Yidlu bar korcho, matnas kuhunasa. The Kohanim can take the matnas kuhuna against your will. The lav di day kashakli, el dilhon, because they're not taking something that's yours. They're taking what's theirs, right? Alma, nigit katani yidlu bar korcho, the tuvas hana, the islai efshal lemason lekoin, ule levi, acher, shemachzik lo tuva. Lo havi mamon. Meaning, because what can I say? I want to give it to you. I wanted to give it to my friend, the other Kohen, the other Levi. Right? And now that you took it from me, I lost that opportunity. So you could have argued, I know it's not mine because I have to give it away, but I could still choose to whom to give it. And the fact that you took that away from me, maybe I should get some type of something in return, or you shouldn't be allowed to take it against my will, right? So what you see is that that's not true, right? You see that idea that you wanted to give it to a Kohen Levi, who would then feel, a debt of gratitude to you, right? That's lo havi mamon v'lo mischazei kaman divisahani mimei. And that's not considered someone who's benefiting from you, clearly, right? Because that's also part of what's going on here, right? The Kohen Levi, you asked them to get benefit from you. They can, nevertheless, they can go ahead and they can take it. It's not considered, benefit. Fine. Okay.
I don't know where he gets it from, but there's a note here. Yeah. Says that when you're allowed to allot it to whoever you want, you're even allowed to accept a small payment from a friend or relative, follow that recipient, in exchange for giving him.
Huh. Wow.
There's also like the same note in here, yeah. Also with no source.
Interesting. That's not in the Ran or the Mefarish.
And he quotes it at the the end of that paragraph, at the end of that note, he does cite the Ran and the Farid, but we don't see it as elaborated by the Kilos Yaakov.
Okay, Kilos Yaakov, yeah, that's just it's a stipler. But interesting, that you can pay the Yisrael to give you his Trumas and Maestros.
Though not from the recipients themselves.
Well, you can pay to give it to someone else.
I mean, I can pay you and say, hey, you give it to...
Yeah.
You have a broker.
Right.
So I guess
this doesn't say that. This just says, and to accept a small payment from a friend or relative of a qualified recipient.
Right.
Oh, friend or relative of the qualified recipient.
Right.
Right.
Right. But
so
not,
I could say, I really want Adam to get the truma, so I'll pay you something.
Adam,
you can't do that.
To give it to
the Cohen can't pay,
right.
But
right.
Someone else can pay you.
Right. I said there'll be a broker, and you know that.
That's why I said
slips the broker some money. The broker slips the money over.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, we don't have that sourced here anywhere. Okay.
That just really shows you. Right.
Says in the article and in the Cohen.
That right helps illustrate the notion that we have actually monetary.
There's value. It has monetary value. You could actually get. Because the example that the language that the Mefarish used there is that shemachzik lo tova, right? That he's gonna feel gratitude to you, right? Well, you know, after all, I'm the guy who gives you truma every single week. You know, I think it'd be a good idea if you would whatever, right? So that you know, he'll feel gratitude to you. But wow, even more than that, okay? But by the way, it makes sense actually, if there's a sense of. If there's a sense of Tovas Hanah, right, that if I choose you, right, there's a sense that you're going to be appreciative, right? So if that's permitted, right, if I'm allowed to choose a particular Kohen or Levi, and I get a benefit from that, right? So what's the difference if I even get a little bit of money for it, right? It really...
Think about me during Bir Kaz Kohan and more.
Exactly, yeah, right, exactly. But I'm saying the fact that we allow the choosing of the Kohen, even though that will lead to a benefit that the Israel gets for handing it out, so this is still that stuff that can lead that makes sense. The next step is you can even get paid for it. Right, that's so crazy. Interesting.
But,
okay.
But even if it's left on the threshold for, doesn't the person get the hana of? I know it's going towards someone.
I don't know who it's going to.
You're right, but I know it's going to someone, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, but here the hana is not a. It's not a
generic.
No, not generic. It's not like a L'shem Shemayim type of hana. Oh. It's not like, oh, I know I have the meaningful feeling
right.
that I gave it away to tzedakah. No, that's not the point. The hana is because we have a rule: mitzvos lav lehanos, right? Mitzvos that you're not supposed to get benefit. You don't get benefit from mitzvos, right? But I didn't say that correctly. That's not, I don't think that's the point here. But the point is that it's not that I feel good about it. What we're talking about is the technical benefit, like physical benefit that I get from this.
From,
yeah.
From the person who's making, because it's like the
because he's gonna appreciate me.
From
right.
Him, from that
right. It's not like my warm feeling that I have. Right. That's the ultimate real hana. Right. That's real hana. But the point being, we're talking about practical hana. Right. Exactly. And that's the whole point, is that there seems to be some value that I get by giving it away, and that's exactly the reason why, if I take it in, you can't get enough from me, right? Exactly. Fine. Okay. And that's what I think we've said before, that even if you took a netter, that person can't get enough from you, they can use your tefillin, right? Or they can use your talis, right? Because, again, that's different. That's just a mitzvah hana. Okay. Fine. But the bottom line is, that Kohen Levim Nanin, and they can take it by Korcha. So what does that teach you? He says the Gemara, Alma Tuvasana Eina Mamon. Right? You see that the chance, the fact that I have an opportunity to give it away, and I can choose, etc. The person appreciates it, etc. Pays me money for it. That doesn't count as actual money. Why? Because you see that they're able to take it by Korcha. And if someone can take it against my will, what does it mean? The other Kohen can come, not the Kohen that I want. And the fact that I can and now I can't choose, and it doesn't seem to matter. Right? I'm gonna pay back. I don't get it. It's just taken from me. Okay. But Ema Seifa. What about the end of that Mishnah? Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nenli Yitlu Acherim. Right. But if I say this Kohen or those Kohanim or those Levim cannot get benefit from me, what's the halacha? The halacha is others can come and take. right? Right? Avalahani, lo, right? But the guy that I took the nether from, and I said, you can't, this guy can't come take, this Cohen can't come get, take my truma, it works, taka, he can't come. Amma, tuvas and amamon. What's the implication? That the benefit that I get, the benefit that I get from giving to you, is something that I can actually hold on to, right? And it's something that has value for me, and therefore, it's a hana that I get, and if I asked you from getting hana for me, then it's asr, right? You actually can't do it. So, which one is it? Is it that I don't? It's not in my control. It's not up to me. I don't get to choose, or no, I can't choose. Right? What's happening here? So, Amar Rav Hoshaya lo kasha. So Rav Hoshaya says, no problem. So Amar Rav Hoshaya lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. No, there's a machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda. What are we talking about? The Sanya, as we taught in a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Hagonev tivlo shel chaveru. Let's say someone steals his friend's grain. And when he steals the grain, or not his friend, some other person, he steals someone else's grain. And the grain that he steals has not had Truma and Meiser separated yet. Okay? So I stole his teva. Okay, so I go to Tivlo Shel Chaveiro, V'achla, and then I ate it. Okay? Which is a bad idea because eating teva is, maybe Chaimisa, B'dei Shemayim. So that's a bad idea. So the person stole someone's teva, and then they ate it. Mishalim lo din be tivlo divrei Rabbi. Right, so Rabbi says, what do you pay back? You pay back the teva. You pay back the whole thing. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't mishalim ella de mechulin shibo. Rabbi Yosi says no. You don't have to pay back all of it. You only have to pay back what would have been the chulin after he would have separated Trumas and Meisers. Why? Because even the guy who you stole it from wouldn't have been able to benefit from the Truma and Meiser, he would have had to take that off, right? Look at the Ran. Ha Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Reisha Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Desfile the Tuvas Hana, Eina Mamon. Vesefa Rabbi, Desfile the Tuvas Hana, Mamon. Okay, we explain this in a second. What do we mean? So the case was, we said, if the guy stole the person's teva and he eats it, so Rabbi said, you just pay him Deme Tivla, right? Says the Ran, the bottom line. Deme Chulin Shabo, vid Deme Trumos and Maisos, Lefi Tuvasana, Sheyesh Labahen. Right? Again, you pay back the Chulin and you pay back the Trumos and Maisos. Why? Because I would have had the opportunity to give them away to the person that I wanted to, and that has some tangible benefit to me, right? And now I can't get that, right? The Sviolei, the Tuvasana, Mamon, because he holds that opportunity that I have to give, to choose to whom I give it, itself has value. So I have to pay me back for that. However, the Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Eina Mashalim El Demei Chulin Shabo, says the Ran, that now I'm the top of Pehem and Aleph, Aval Lo Demei Trumos and Maestros, Vafilu Lefi Tuvas Hana Sheyesh Labahen, the Sfila the Tuvas Hana Eina Mama. Again, same exact point. So this seems to be a very, maybe these two lines in the Mishnah are actually Machalokis, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, whether we hold that Tuvas Hana is Maman or not. Fine. So my love, b'hakam miflegi, the Rebbe savar tuvas hana mamon, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda savar tuvas hana ena mamon. That would be a very reasonable way to read this Mishnah. So except that the only unreasonable part about it is that it's two lines in the Mishnah, and we don't have anybody's names here. So to say that one's Rebbe and one's Yosef Yehuda is a little difficult. But okay, fine. But if we're going to say that already, these would be two people, two authors that would at least make sense. But okay, fine. So it's Gemara lo, no. The Kuli Alma Tuvas Hana Eina Mamon. Everybody agrees that the opportunity that I have to choose to whom I give the Trumas and Meisros does not have monetary value. Ella Hacha B'Matnos Shelo Hurmu Kamifigi. We're arguing about the question of when there's Matanos Shelo Hurmu, when the Matanos Kuna have not yet been separated. Okay, V'I Tuvas Hana Eina Mamon Mali Hurmu Mali Lo Hurmu. The Gemara says, well, just by the way, if it's Tuvas Hana, and if you're saying Tuvas Hana is not Mamon, so who cares if they've been separated or not? What do you mean? The first argument is, it's Manos Lahurmu, in which case, it's a question of, when it hasn't been separated, is it like it's been separated already? Like the Ran says there. The Manos Lahurmu Kamifligi, it's the third line in the Ran. that goes into the fourth line. The Rebbe Savar Kevin Shalohur Mu Trumus and Maestros Havalahu Kechulin Shabbat. Right? The Rebbe says, since it hasn't been separated yet, so the Truman Maestros that's in there is like Chulin, right? Because it hasn't been separated. The Lav Kevin Shahur Mu Damin. You don't treat that as if it's been already separated. Rabbi Yossi Savar Kimi Shahur Mu Damin. No, it's in there. The Truman Maestros are in there, right? The Ein Lo Behen Klum. Ushumachi Einu Meshalim Ela Demei Chulin Shabbat. Right, so that meaning you want this is the first answer is no. Everyone agrees that Tuvas Hana is not Mamon. The machlokas is whether Matna Shalohurmu is Kehurmu Dami or not. Right? Do we consider it's already been separated or not? But the question is, but if Tuvas Hana is Ainu Mamon, right? Mali Hurmu Mali Lohurmu, right? Meaning look around Mali Hurmu Mali Lohurmu. The cave of the Tuvas Hana Ainu Mamon Ki Lohurmu My Havi. If you agree that Tumas Hanah is nothing, so then who cares if you separated them or not? you consider it like it's separated, so it's not separated. You took things that don't have value to him anyway, so who cares? So what's the difference? So that can't be the answer. So what's going on here? So Ela Hani Taima the Rebbe Kansua Rabbanan Leganav Kihechi Delo Lignov. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Kansu, Rabban, Labalabayis, Kihechad, Lishi, Litivle. Right? So the machlokas is who's getting, who's getting fined here for this? Right? So really what's happening is that Rabbi says the Rabbanan are Kones, they have a fine on the Ganav, the person who stole it. He has to pay all of it back. Right? Why? So that he won't steal. I mean, you're right. Maybe Taka, the guy doesn't deserve it back. Right? Everyone agrees that Tuvas Hanah is not Mamon. But the Chacham said, yeah, but if the guy stole it from you, and now you don't make him pay back everything, so that's he gets off the hook here. So rather, they made a Knas. He doesn't really have to pay it back, right? But nevertheless, we make him pay it back. Why? So he won't steal. That's why we make him pay it all back. And Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, no, Kansu Rabbanan Labala Bayis. We actually are Kones. The owner, why? You shouldn't have left your grain untied, right? The fact that you left it like that, you left it. You didn't, the moment you get, presumably, the point is, as soon as you harvest your grain, what should you do? You got to take it separate from some mechos, and you didn't do that. And if you didn't do that, what do we say? Fine. If it gets stolen, you don't actually get it all back. And that's a way of reminding a person, kind of penalizing him for not having. Separated from Mr. Mentions. Okay, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the rest of the next week.